Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about immature Christians trying to lead a church. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The goal calls on the believer to eat, digest, and exercise the spiritual food he has been given, just like a baby is fed the milk, and then they are allowed to kick and do whatever thing they can do as a baby. The exercise of the baby helps the baby to develop. That we henceforth be no more children. And this is what verse 14 says. Can we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and unto the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And so that's picturing for us, and this is where we got to last time, that's picturing for us of toddlers on a boat, and they're in the ship, and they're in the middle of the sea somewhere, and the waters are strong, and they are trying to take over the boat to sail it or whatever it is to do with the boat, and they're toddlers in the storm-tossed sea as their ship is being tossed about, and they are running the ship. Well, that doesn't do it. Of course, that doesn't do it. And I think, unfortunately, we have too many children trying to lead our local churches today, and too many parents on the mental level of a child spiritually, so that they're not really leading their home in the way they should go. So they're not training up the children the way they should go, because they don't know the way they should go, because the Bible is very clear on that. See, a lot of parents, they'll stay home from church, say on a Sunday night, because they want to watch a ball game, or there's something special coming on TV, or they're going to go do this on a Sunday or on a Wednesday night or whatever else during revival meeting because, well, it's family time. And they're going to do all these things. And so they're going to be teaching their children as they get older. Church is when you feel like it or you want a feel good feeling about yourself and then do it. But otherwise, you don't, it's not that important. Well, then you've just kind of told the Lord that he was completely wrong in telling us that we should be faithful, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, which I may say more about later, which you've heard me say about before. So verse 14 then shows us that the lack of this teaching of moral, spiritual, good doctrine brings the accomplishment of what only a toddler would do in life. In other words, when you see contemporary people turning the grace of God into lasciviousness in their rock and roll churches and their Calvinistic doctrines, they are as toddlers trying to steer a boat on a stormy, highly stormy, waves roaring sea. And so when you see that, then that tells you that there are problems with that church. Now, men need to grow. We need to grow in the Lord. Now, one of my children, when he was about 3 or 4 years old, he heard me say something about the forehead, the phrase, and that's the phrase I use about something on his forehead. Evidently, He did not understand what a forehead was at that time. So he drew a picture of a head on a piece of paper with a number 4 on it. Well, to him, that made sense because that was his understanding. He had not been taught what a forehead is, so you try to adjust it to what you understand. Just like people take the Word of God, because they don't understand the Word of God, they try to adjust it to the culture. And that is disaster every time. And so that is what is happening in the churches today. In the downturn of morals and spiritually sound doctrine, as men are turning from the true and living God. The teaching is to help equip us as well as mature us in Christ. This is to bring us to a point that our manner of life, our thoughts, and work reflects behavior as becometh holiness, which is the theme of the book of Titus, behavior that becometh holiness. Well, that behavior should be in our work. What we do at home, what we do at the places of employment, what we do in our neighborhood. All facets of our life should be measured by that. Now, I have a tendency, for an example, if it's Disney or if it's some kind of a business that promotes LGBTQ. Well, I don't go in there and do business with them. You say, well, why not? Because I know the money I spend there, the things I do there, will help them to give money to those sinful things, those evil things that are trying to wreck the lives of your children and wreck your country and wreck your home. So why would I support those things? Now, some of you are going to write me and just say, oh, I can't believe you do that, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm just telling you that some Christians just don't want any money they give to help support a business that turns their profits to some of these sordid, illicit, abominable, filthy sin. So, to me, it's just not behavior that becometh holiness. I believe that we are called into an account before God. And so, my friend, you better think. If I'm going to appear before God, I'm going to have to answer why. And I don't really have a good reason for why that is a biblical reason. See, that's why they try to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness today. And so that grace of God, going back to our text, that brought salvation, teaches us both negative and positive. Again, verse 11, the grace of God that brings salvation, having appeared to all men, okay, it's appeared to all men. Then we said it teaches us something. And so we're getting into that. And it teaches us both positive and negative. Now let's consider the negative. He says, teaching to deny both ungodliness and worldly lust. And you say, why would you call that the negative? I'm saying that from the vantage point of the world. The world says, well, look, we've got liberty to do this. What's wrong? Your religion, you're a bunch of legalists. I mean, that's one of their favorite terms. Their first terms is to call you a legalist. So we consider the negative teaching is to deny both ungodliness and worldly lust. Now, a lot of the people get upset about some of these things that we say are sin. Why? Because it is their lust. It is their physical desire. And it takes the place of these other things. That's why sometimes you'll see, for example, I'm saying this now when it's not a Super Bowl, football season's over and everything else, but there are people that will stay home if their favorite team is playing in a Super Bowl on a Sunday night to watch a Super Bowl, watch the halftime thing that is the most ungodly wickedness of man being put there that no one should see this a Christian, let alone your children. And yet that is worldly lust that you should deny. Well, what's wrong with football? What's wrong with church? What's wrong with God before your church? What's wrong with God being first in all things? See, those things are carnal. And that is the height of true spiritual immaturity when you begin to put those things ahead of the Lord. And then you're headed for failure as a Christian and being ashamed at his appearing. So a Christian wants to grow to a point where the love of behavior that becomes holiness is what marks his life. Now, I think of being church on pastor. Let's just say that I step down as a pastor, and we have a Christian school here. So let's just say the administrator of the Christian school, we have a radio station, the manager of our radio station. They all have retired, step down, or something happens, and they're out. And yet, there is so many that just simply would not qualify for those positions. But people say, well, we'll take this over. Then you have babes. Not the mature, spiritually mature in spiritual understanding, taking over. Why do so many of these fundamental churches at one time, why have they turned to contemporary music and thrown the standards out the door? Because babes, verse 14, were on the ship. And that's not what the grace of God teaches us. In doctrines and practices, spiritually, their eyes are darkened. Do you remember God created the heavens and the earth, the light and the darkness? Yeah, God created darkness, but there was a purpose for creating darkness. The stars of the heaven, the sun, the moon, and the way he would make his earth, it would show the brilliance of their beauty. Job, as he describes the heavens in such picturesque language. And you see those things as it's going forth. And yes, that was for beauty. Even Satan, he was before an angel of light. But darkness, because of Satan, removed from his position of light, removed from what he had, he is a symbol of sin throughout the scriptures. You read throughout the scriptures then.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my